propaganda prop. I heard an interview with Congressman John Lewis on Democracy Now!, who's written a book with a subtitle, A Vision for Change. But I don't think we need a vision for change. I think we need a vision of the future. What he said in this interview is that, quote, people struggled and died for the right to vote. It's almost sacred, unquote. He said this right after telling a story about how a former Klansman who had beaten him bloody where he sat at a lunch counter 45 years earlier, came to his office in Washington, D.C. in 2009 with his son, encouraged, in fact, by his son, to apologize. And I want to encourage us to consider that his story is a perfect illustration of the fact that what we're struggling for is something much, much deeper than a right to vote. We're struggling to be authentic human beings who live their full human gifts as we are meant to. But keeping in mind Bentham's point that government, quote, government supposes the disposition to obedience. Is this what we want for our future? To remain always children, always small? Evidence of Bentham's point came up for me in another interview with a woman from an organization called Partnership for Civil Justice Fund, and I would be interested in hearing that organization's official response to the question I just posed. Is a disposition to obedience, which is, in fact, what government is premised on, is that what we want for our future? Anyway, this organization has been filing Freedom of Information requests for FBI documents on state and private infiltration of the Occupy movement, beginning apparently months prior to the encampments, which is suggestive, huh? So this organization received heavily redacted documents showing that the FBI, Homeland Security, and the Federal Reserve of Richmond, Virginia, and other private agencies engaged in monitoring of the Occupy movement, even though they acknowledge in these documents that it's nonviolent. So what's interesting is that their concern, they acknowledge, is that it could provide an outlet for and exploit, quote, generalized dissatisfaction with government. Now, whatever Bentham was, I think, I could be wrong, that he did attempt intellectual honesty, at least as far as he could see. And I think that it's incumbent on us to have at least as much honesty as he, or at least as clear thinking as he. So we need to start talking about basic fundamental principles. Is Bentham wrong when he says that the whole notion of government is premised on a disposition to obedience? And I don't think there's, if we have time to stop and think, I don't think there's any question that that's true. Popper said as much. I mean, anybody who writes about the way democracy is practiced, I mean, it's obvious. It means we vest authority in others and then obey them. I mean, that's obvious, right? All the laws, the rules require our obedience. So is that healthy, being trained to be obedient, being conditioned to have a disposition for obedience? I think we need to start talking about it. Otherwise, how will we grow up? How will we stop limiting ourselves and our gifts? Do we want them? Did the earth give them to us for them to just sort of molder away on a shelf, decompose, and return to the earth whence they came?